Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 15 December 2020. Petroleum National Berhad Petronas and three other companies obtained leave to commence judicial review proceedings in the High Court here to challenge the action of the Inland Revenue Board, IRB, in imposing initial tax assessments totaling 3.6 billion ringgit between 2010 and 2017. Lawyer S. Saravanakumar informed the court that IRB did not object the application and agreed that leave is given to the company to initiate a judicial review application through a draft consent order provided by the company. The government will discuss further with Khazanah National Berhad to resolve the financial problems faced by Malaysian Aviation Group Berhad, MAGB, and its unit, Malaysia Airlines Berhad, MAB. Deputy Finance Minister Dato Abdul Rahim Bakri said this was to identify the group's direction, especially for strengthening its financial position and the best strategic solution. The Malaysian Aviation Commission, MAVCOM, estimates that the number of flight passengers has decreased between -72.8% and -75.6% this year, following the impact of COVID-19. Deputy Transport Minister Hazbi Habibullah said, based on projected Malaysian passenger traffic scenario this year, the percentage would see a decrease in passenger to between 26.6 million and 29.7 million as compared to 109.2 million passengers last year. In other news, Fitch Ratings downgraded for Malaysia's credit rating from A- to BBB+ will not stifle efforts towards economic recovery in 2021. Finance Minister Dato' Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz said the Budget 2021 initiatives will continue the recovery momentum and are expected to contribute to the gross domestic product GDP growth target of between 6.5% to 7.5% next year. U.S. Electoral College formally confirms Joe Biden's victory today, ending President Donald Trump's floundering campaign to overturn his loss in the November 3 election. California, the most populous state, delivered its 55 electoral votes to Biden yesterday afternoon, officially putting the former vice president over the 270 votes needed to secure the White House. Based on November's results, Biden earned 306 electoral college votes to the Republican Trump's 232. New Zealand's new foreign minister said on Tuesday the country would be willing to help negotiate a truce between neighboring Australia and regional heavyweight China, who are caught in an escalating trade and diplomatic spat. Nanaia Mahuta believes hosting the high-profile Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation APEC summit next year presented an opportunity for New Zealand to bring back both parties to the table. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.